Well, I think in context to what happened to Colonel Joe Allon in 1973 resonates today. The book, although it's a historical study of an assassination that was never closed until we picked up the pieces and were successful in figuring out what happened, I think that your listeners will be able to glean a lot about the geopolitics of the world today by reading this book.
Osama bin Laden, Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, Bahrain, Jordan, Syria, that whole part of the world seems to be on fire. And I'm wondering what you think the benefit, if any, for al-Qaeda and organizations like that would be at this point.
Oh, I think it's a very ripe time for al-Qaeda to take hold in many, many countries. Remember, there's only so much bandwidth with a intelligence service of any of the nations you mentioned. And in these kinds of times, what that intelligence service is going to be focusing on is the protection of the current state, the status quo. They're going to be focused more on the internal opposition and protecting their heads of state. And so that affords a very, very concerning window for al-Qaeda to take advantage of moving operatives in and out of all of these countries. And in essence, when you put it at a 30,000-foot level with our intelligence service, most namely CIA, DIA, and NSA, you have a structure that's already wound very tight, like a rubber band, and the question becomes one of when does that band break?
How busy have you been since this first thing touched off in Tunisia?
It's been extraordinarily busy at Stratfor, my company, today, and just the requests for analysis and companies wanting to make sense out of what's taking place in the Middle East. At times, there's not a lot of visibility into what's occurring. So I can't recall a time like this in my lifetime of dealing with terrorism. So it's exciting. It's also extremely tiring. And then shift your hat to being that government agent today at point. There's only so many battles you can fight, and that's very, very worrisome from my perspective.
Fred Burton is Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.